This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:09, got a big hour planned for you. We'll talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, about LaToya Cantrell's latest folly. And then we're going to talk with our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We always like to talk about mental health, and today we'll address over-parenting. How much do you help your kids and manage their time, and how much is too much, how much is too little? Looking at a story here from Ross Jackson, quoting Catherine Terrell and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, that Derek Carr and his camp were willing to test the open market, which would have meant Carr could go out in search of a potential trade where he could be a starting quarterback somewhere else. And if the Saints and Carr, according to the story, had gone that route and found a partner, the team would have saved just over $11 million against the 2025 salary cap had things not been adjusted further. But instead, they decided to restructure his contract, which saves up to almost $31 million and keeps him on the team. So we'll see how that works out. And again, before you run somebody, you better have somebody better. J.P. Morrell joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, J.P.?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I saw something on Twitter about your thoughts on Mayor Cantrell's trip. I didn't get a chance to watch it because I thought I'd just let you redo it here.
Well, I mean, it was a 3-minute video, and I'm not really good. I mean, I know I used to act, was an actor back in the days, but
were you?
I was kind of in a fugue state. I was kind of in a fugue state when I did that one. So
you were an actor?
Yeah, I was at college and college mostly. So,
really?
Yeah.
Where were you in?
I did a Glass Menagerie. Rain some fish, no elephants. I did something else, but yeah, back in the day before I became a lawyer and a politician, I had aspirations.
You know, fun fact: I toured as Annie, the actual little orphan Annie, the young lady in that play for a couple of, about 8-10 years, I guess.
I would love to have seen that, Tommy. I think that would have been absolutely amazing.
I never did outgrow the role. Really, it's just my hair fell out. Let's talk about, about LaToya and what's going on with that. Go ahead.
So essentially the council passed an ordinance, a law, that restricted travel through the end of April because the mayor and the administration has repeatedly asserted that we are in a budget crisis, though they've presented no evidence to support that we actually are in a budget crisis. So we said, hey, if according to the chief financial officer, according to the CAO, we are broke, so let's act like we're broke. So we passed a resolution, an ordinance, a law restricting needless expenditures on travel and food and basically things that are not essential through the end of April when we have our next revenue estimating committee meeting. Shortly after passing that, the mayor hung around in town for Mardi Gras, and once the party was over, she took the party elsewhere. So that's where we're at. We found out about the travel like the public did via a press release late Sunday night where she'd already left town. And yesterday I sent a letter to the administration particularly the chief financial officer and the CAO, trying to get more information on this trip, because from all purposes, from what we see from the outside looking in, the trip violates the law. So we're trying to get more information on that. But Tommy, the line that I really took out of the thing, which I think is what you missed, which is my great line on YouTube, back and watch it. I said I would call it childish, but that would be an insult to children. Mm-hmm. And we keep forgetting this whole thing started because the mayor refuses to give the schools what they're owed with this fake deficit that she keeps touting with no evidence.
Tell me about that whole thing and refresh our memory. Some of this got lost and caught up in Mardi Gras, but about this whole school board thing and how. Go ahead.
So the school board, the city's been in litigation with the school board since 2019 because the city's been illegally collecting an administrative fee on a series of taxes voters pass directly. It's illegal because when voters vote to give an entity money, you can't just make up an administrative fee that wasn't considered in the actual vote. That is settled law. The city lost a lawsuit with Downtown Development over the exact same thing. It's a lawsuit we were going to lose. So in the midst of us doing that lawsuit, the school board, in combination with the city, misestimated their revenue and have a $35 million roughly shortfall as of a month ago. So basically, leaders of the school board, leaders of the council came together and said, listen, let's settle this lawsuit so that we can get this $135 to $150 million lawsuit, you know, from dangling overhead, and give y'all a cash infusion to get you through this 1 year of a misestimation of revenue. The city, and by the city I mean the administration, the council, and the school board, reached a settlement in October, and the CAO, Gilbert Montaño, was at the press conference on behalf of the mayor touting this great settlement that we did. Everyone does a settlement. Everyone thinks everything's settled. Mayor shows up in January and says, you know what? I changed my mind. Since I physically wasn't at the press conference, nothing stands. Everything's back. And by the way, we're broke. So even if we did agree to a settlement, we can't afford it anymore. And the council and the school board were both a little taken aback. And more importantly, we had just passed the budget in December, Tommy. So we were really kind of having a hard time saying, well, how did we go from a surplus in December to a deficit in January? And that's kind of where things...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port-in, 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Start to unravel.
JP, I was wondering yesterday aloud, just, you know, the Vappy thing and the Pontalba and the trips and all of that gets the attention, and rightfully so. But I think an untold story of LaToya Cantrell's I started to say reign, whatever you call it, time in office would be the way the city's been held back, just in terms of doing basic business, when you look at street repairs and the way that's been managed, et cetera, do you think that there's – what are your thoughts on that? Let me phrase it this way. What are your thoughts on that where the shenanigans got some of the attention, but maybe a lot of the stuff is behind closed doors and just in everyday running of government, the stuff that didn't happen that could have happened, and how long is it going to take the city to recover from that?
Well, I mean, I think a theme that I would say is common right now with the Cantrell administration in my time on the council this first term has been they utterly distract themselves from doing the work that needs to be done. The reality is that I don't think anyone would complain about the mayor doing business trips if the work of the city was being done itself. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the frustration is we have real issues here right now that need to be solved. And rather than solve those issues, why would any mayor or any elected official be traipsing across the country? If you can't get your work done at home, you shouldn't be taking what essentially are quasi-taxpayer vacations. We have like 17 sister cities. She's apparently going to some Yale thing to talk about whatever, but we have real problems here. We have a school board that's owed $20 million, but beyond that, as you said, we have legitimate infrastructure issues. Sewage and Water Board has challenges, and the mayor is the chair of Sewage and Water Board. I mean, it's just one of those things, Tommy, where I think the tail of the tape after this administration will really just be missed opportunities and distractions, and I certainly hope whoever the next mayor is more focused on the job than the perks, because I will tell you, in my brief time in city government, there are a lot of elected officials who really like the perks of office and not doing the work.
With that in mind, no names, no indication of an endorsement or anything like that, but what should people, the voters in New Orleans, in your opinion, look for and insist on when it comes to choosing the next mayor?
Well, the next mayor, when you're looking at who is running for mayor, and Tommy, you know, and I'll reiterate it, I'm not. But what I'm looking for in the next mayor is someone who has a track record of doing stuff. We have had a lot of politicians, and I would say the current mayor is one of them, that talk a lot in platitudes and about all the stuff they're going to do. But you have to look at the record of what they've actually done and how much of it was lip service and how much of it was accomplished. Because I will tell you, the city of New Orleans cannot afford another feel-good mayor, someone who's going to have a great story about who, where they came from or what they're going to do when they actually haven't done anything. And I would say out of all the names that have been floating around, there are a lot of people who have a very public track record of what they've accomplished or not accomplished. And I would look at resumes. And like I said, not just how long you've been in government, but what you've actually accomplished in government, because the damage that's been done to the city, the amount of work that's going to take to fix it, you need someone who's got a proven track record of results, not just being elected repeatedly.
Thank you, JP. So what happens now with reimbursement of the city, or did the people are texting in, did the mayor do anything criminal or civil with this, or do we know yet about with the trip?
We don't know the specifics. The mayor's press release was light on the specifics, which I think was intentional. I sent a letter to the CAO and the chief financial officer asking for the details, for example, who went on the trip, who paid for what, because the prohibition was pretty broad, not just on the mayor, but also on the mayor's entourage, who traveled with her, because all that's prohibited. So we're looking to get that information, Tommy, and then we'll take the next step from there. I will say that we are re-looking at the possibility that maybe having made this terminate in April might have been too soon, mm-hmm. and potentially expanding this ban further on, because when you see someone who's already breaking the rules, you realize that this is probably going to be a more long-term process.
Final thoughts for you, JP. No tents along the carnival route. It's that simple. No tents.
Well, Tommy, we're going to have that post-Mardi Gras meeting with the different people who are participating in Mardi Gras, including law enforcement, sanitation, and the crews, and that will certainly be part of the conversation. I've talked to a lot of people, especially law enforcement, who said the lack of all the tents on Mardi Gras Day was a game changer as far as them being able to keep the route secure and safe.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. The journey toward a better Mardi Gras begins with no tents. Thank you, JP.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It. All right, JP Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break. We come back, we're talking about over-parenting. How much of a problem is that? How much do you help your kids get through life. And look, your parent, that you from the time, I told my kid that one time, from the time I first saw the sonogram, I was all in. All the chips are in the middle of the table. I'm all in. But at what point do you butt out and back off while continuing to help? How do you balance it all out? Tell me how you handle parenting, whether it's a 5-year-old, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 25-year-old. Let me know. 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker back in a flash with Dr. Judy Ho here on WWL.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.